Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the temptations. Now, temptation is a word that everyone is familiar with, and we've all dealt with it in one form or another in our lives. And in business, temptation also has a relevance because as soon as you get your focus, your mindset, and your heart right to say, I'm going to go forward and take advantage of all the opportunities in front of me, then temptation rears its ugly head. And in business, as it pertains to entrepreneurship, there are 5 key temptations that we must all overcome. You see, the best businessmen and women in the country are not the ones who have the greatest products or services per se. They're not even the ones that have the most talent. They're the ones that have the ability and have had the ability to overcome temptation. Let's talk about those in our TEMPT acronym. I hope I can get to all 5 today. The T reminds us that we must overcome the temptation of tomorrow. Yes, my friends and neighbors, tomorrow is a huge temptation. Why? Because we always tell ourselves that we can begin tomorrow. We can finish tomorrow. We can wait until tomorrow. It's the elephant in the room because everybody says to themselves, well, I don't want to do it today. Let me do it tomorrow. Well, in Success Training Institute, all of our staff operates on the TNT philosophy. That TNT simply means today, not tomorrow. You remember that Ben Franklin said one time, never put off for tomorrow what you can do today. I like to take it one step further, my friends and neighbors. I would say that if it's in your mind to do today, then do it right away. Don't wait until the next hour. Don't wait until the next 30 minutes. I say do it right away. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you will be tempted to wait until tomorrow. You will be tempted to say, I'll make the call tomorrow. I'll make the presentation tomorrow. I will get out and market and network and prospect tomorrow. You'll be tempted to do all of those things. The weather will tell you, hey, it's not a good day today. The weather may be better tomorrow. Let's pick a better day. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, don't fall for that temptation. The temptation of tomorrow has been around since the beginning of time and it'll be here forever. I say, my friends, let's overcome that temptation by doing it right away. The E in our TEMPT acronym says that a great businessman or woman must overcome the temptation of entertainment. Yes, my friends, this is a huge one. It's just as big as tomorrow because social media, reality shows, hanging out with friends, going to parties, doing everything that excites the emotion and does not impact in a positive way for what you're wanting to do for your business is classified as entertainment. And everyone has been tempted with a level of entertainment. We want to go play. Remember when we were kids, our parents would say, listen, before you go outside and play, get your homework done. Then you want to complete your chores, make sure your bed is made and your room is clean, and then you can go out to play. Well, as we grew up, there was no one to tell us when what we could and couldn't do. We could play first and then work later. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, however, to set entertainment aside. I remember a great real estate mogul, Trammell Crow, said that when work becomes more fun than fun, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. That bears repeating. When work becomes more fun than fun, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Being an entrepreneur is fun. Every aspect of what we do is exciting and enjoyable. And when we embrace it and take it as an activity, it becomes more fun than fun ever could be, my friends. And then we begin to see that our vocation and our vacation are the same occupation. Yes, my friends, I say entertainment is a major temptation that we all must avoid. And then the M in our TEMPT acronym. reminds us of the temptation of mediocrity. You see, mediocrity is becoming just like everyone else. It's following the status quo. It's comparing ourselves to others rather than comparing ourselves to the best that we can be individually. I remember being in an English class as a sophomore in high school, and my English teacher was very hard on me, and she would call out everyone's essay grades, and every time she'd get to my name, if I made any grade lower than an A, she would say, "Mr. Wallace made a B today. I guess he's comfortable being average. Hopefully he'll do better next time." Well, then she'd get through calling my name and she would say, "James made a C. Everybody give James a hand. Great job, James. You did great making a C." So after class one day, I went to Miss Price and I said, "Miss Price, listen, you always pat James on the back for making a C, but you put me down every time I make a B." And she says, "Well, son, remember, this is the best effort that James can do. A C student is probably the best he can be in my class." She said, "You, on the other hand, are gifted and talented. You're college bound. You're not supposed to be making B's in high school. You should be making all A's." Well, by the same token, my friends, think about that. You see, as entrepreneurs, we're not comparing ourselves to someone that just started. We're not comparing ourselves to someone who has less talent. The goal of getting all that we can out of what we've been given is not to say, "I'm better than John" or "I'm better than Jane." It's to look ourselves in the mirror and ask the question, "Am I getting more out of myself today than I got out of myself yesterday?" And it's to ask a second question, "Am I making the most of the gifts I've been given? Some can write, some can speak, some can communicate better than others. Some have an education that far surpasses that of their peers." Whatever you've got that is a benefit to you, remember, our goal is to maximize it. It's not to say I'm doing well just because I'm running a race in a slow heat. No, my friends and neighbors, we've got to say I'm doing well just because I'm getting the most out of me. That P in our TEMPT acronym reminds us to avoid the temptation of passivity. You see, passivity is simply lacking aggressiveness. It's when someone is a pushover, easily defeated or easily trampled. You never want to be a passive businessman or passive businesswoman. As it pertains to entrepreneurship, we must be aggressive. Aggressive in making the phone call, aggressive in following up, aggressive in the presentation. Remember back in the day, there was a boxer by the name of Mike Tyson. They called him Iron Mike Tyson. And every time he stepped into the ring, one of two things were going to happen. Either he was going to knock you out or you were going to knock him out. There was no other option. He came in, just attacking back to back, and typically he would knock his opponent out in less than two rounds. In business, we want to be just that aggressive. If there's an assignment to complete, let's aggressively complete it. If there's a contact to make, let's aggressively communicate. Sometimes we come in contact with people in malls, in the subways, on trains, you name it, and we may walk with them or be in the same presence of them and never say one word. Don't be passive, my friends and neighbors. On the contrary, be aggressive. Introduce yourself. Pass out your card. Let them know what you do. Look like the part and act the part at all times, and winning will always be guaranteed. Last but certainly not least, we've got to overcome the temptation of thanklessness. Yes, my friends, notice I didn't say thankfulness, thanklessness. It's easy to forget how blessed we actually are to do some things that nobody else gets an opportunity to do. Those who work 9 to 5 are trying their best to be freed from it. Those who are already freed from those 9 to 5 positions, they oftentimes lose their thankfulness. They start complaining about this or upset about that or mad about this. No, my friends and neighbors, every day with the entrepreneur is like Thanksgiving. Every morning we wake up and reflect on all the wonderful things we have to be thankful for inside of business opportunities. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to write down your thankfulness list. It might be 5 things, it may be 10 things, but when you write that initial list down, add to it every single day. My friends, I know I took up a little bit more time of yours than I normally do, but if you enjoyed this training segment, Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.